You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. For more information, visit studylegalenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to Study Legal English. I'm your host, Louise, and today I'm going to give you an overview of commercial law and what it means to be a commercial lawyer. So today we will be looking at what commercial law involves, what commercial lawyers do, what skills commercial lawyers need, and the pros and the cons of working in this particular area. Before we get started, I've got a question for you listeners, and that is, are you a commercial lawyer or would you like to be a commercial lawyer? If so, why did you choose this particular area? Let me know, send me an email to louise@studylegalenglish.com or find me on social media, just search for @legalenglisher. So now, let's get started. When I think of commercial law, I think of high-rise, fancy glass offices in New York, expensive suits worn by very handsome and beautiful lawyers, multi-million dollar deals involving international companies. Maybe I watch the legal drama Suits a little bit too much, but if Suits is anything to go by, then commercial lawyers live, sleep and breathe the law. And in return, they do work in very flashy offices on very complex business transactions, and they're rewarded with a incredibly high salary to match all of the hard work that they put in. But is it really like that? And what is commercial law anyway? Let's take a look at these points. What is commercial law? Commercial law is a body of law that governs the running of businesses and commercial transactions. Whether you want to buy products which are safe, use services which are reliable, or have a fair employment contract. Company law is not just important for companies, it affects us all. A commercial lawyer fundamentally deals with commercial matters. This means anything related to commerce. In other words, the buying and selling of goods and services. However, businesses do not exist in isolation from other areas of law. And running a business means also dealing with lots of other areas of law. For example, contract law, tort law, shipping law, international trade law, tax law, consumer protection law, employment, human rights, environmental, competition, criminal law, IP law. The list goes on and on. So what specifically does a commercial lawyer do? There's no typical work of a commercial lawyer. A commercial lawyer may be specialised in a particular field, such as any one of the fields that I mentioned before, IP, litigation, real estate, or anything else. You name an area of law, there'll be a place for a commercial lawyer to specialise in it. So whereas one commercial lawyer may be a specialist in negotiating, drafting and executing mergers and acquisitions, another may be focused on giving client advice on legal compliance with data privacy and amendments to technology law. He or she may be a solicitor working for a law firm with many clients, a solicitor working in-house serving only one client, or a barrister who specialises in court advocacy, dealing mainly with commercial contract disputes or claims in tort. On the other side of the Atlantic, in the States, an attorney may be a specialist in litigation or more transactional work. Let's look at a commercial lawyer dealing with non-contentious matters first. That means matters which don't involve litigation or fighting in court. So the lawyer would first receive instructions from his or her client on a matter. For example, this could be to draft an employment contract, to give advice on compliance with an amendment to law, or review a sale of goods contract between buyer and seller. Each aspect requires different tasks to be completed, including meeting with a client and the other party to negotiate and draw up an agreement, and research to understand and stay up to date with current legislation. If a dispute arises between the client and the other party, the lawyer will be dealing with contentious work. Contentious work is work which involves a dispute and which could potentially end up in litigation with the parties fighting in court. In this situation, the lawyers will meet with the client to understand the facts of the case, carry out research into legislation and case law, especially to find relevant precedents which can support the case, prepare various documents for court, such as witness statements and arguments, and liaise with clients to keep them up to date. Often, parties try to reach a settlement outside of court through alternative dispute resolution, or ADR. The dispute could be resolved through negotiation, mediation, or arbitration. In each of these, the lawyer will have a crucial role to play, negotiating settlement deals, mediating between parties, or presenting in an arbitration tribunal. What skills does a commercial lawyer need? A commercial lawyer will likely need to develop excellent advocacy skills for litigation, as well as drafting and negotiation skills. Additionally, commercial awareness, communication, and people skills are very important. Let's take a look at these specific skills. Commercial awareness. Commercial awareness is crucial. You need to go above and beyond having an excellent grasp of the applicable legislation in any of the jurisdictions which could affect your client. You also need to understand how businesses function in the real world. This means knowing exactly what your client needs, even before they know it themselves, so that you can give them commercially relevant solutions. Now, this requires critical thinking and analysis. Each client is different, and with your legal advice, you need to be able to separate the wheat from the chaff so that your client can make hay while the sun shines. What I mean by this is that you need to give them relevant advice so that they can ultimately make money. Communication skills. Communication skills, as with any type of lawyer, are critical. Have you ever been at a dinner table with friends and you have had to explain to them what you actually do as a lawyer in layman's terms? It's not easy, but commercial lawyers need to be able to translate complex legal matters into the client's language, the language of business. Your advice must be communicated in a clear, concise, and understandable manner. And this is important both orally and, of course, in writing. People skills. Commercial lawyers have to develop relationships with a wide range of people, not just clients, but also different legal teams, which may be based in different jurisdictions. Having an understanding of how different cultures operate in business and being flexible to adapt your style to be part of a team is really important. Pros and cons of the job. The work is varied. There's a huge variety of the work that you do, and so you're not likely to get bored in this type of work. As well as that, you're never going to be lonely. There's a lot of client interaction and interaction with different legal teams and different departments. On the flip side, the hours are long, the work is highly demanding, and it's a highly pressured job. It's certainly not for the faint-hearted. Great, so that's the end of today's episode. I hope you found it useful and that you've learned something new. Don't forget to answer my question, which was, are you a commercial lawyer or would you like to work in this particular area? If so, why did you choose this particular area? Let me know. Send me an email to louise@studylegalenglish.com or, of course, find me on social media. Just search for @LegalEnglisher. If you're a podcast pro member, you can find all of your membership benefits on the studylegalenglish.com website. So do head over there and check it out. So thanks for listening and see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Study Legal English podcast. If you really want to get ahead, why not become a member and gain access to many learning resources? Visit studylegalenglish.com/pricing.